Welcome, everybody, to Juwanza for Life. My name is Juwanza. I hope everybody's drinking their water and everybody is staying cool because it is hot out there, at least on the East Coast. Down here in Virginia, it is hot. I assume it's just as hot in the D.C. metropolitan area, so make sure that you drink your water, not just when it's hot. You want to drink your water all the time. Thank you so much for tuning in. Again, my name is Juwanza. So glad that you could tune in and be with us today. As you know, once a month, I'm very, very blessed to have as a regular on our show, Dr. Ruby Lathan. And she is just, I mean, she's indescribable. I mean, we're just very fortunate to have her as our guest. Let me tell you, just to, for those of you who might be tuning in and you don't know who Dr. Lathan is, very special individual who is devoting her life to spreading the good news of holistic health. There are a lot of people out here that are sick, some shut in, some, you know, headed in that direction. And when you meet people who have taken, you know, time to research and find answers to questions that are plaguing us, I mean, health questions. I mean, a lot of times we don't really appreciate our health until it's waning or till it's gone, and then we have to fight and scratch and claw to get it back. Well, my special guest today is someone who knows about that struggle, who knows what it's like to have to fight to get back to where you once were, and she's here to share information with you how you can do it. So let me tell you a little bit about her, and then we'll get into this wonderful show that I've got lined up for you today. Dr. Ruby Lathan is a certified nutritionist and an advocate for plant-based nutrition. She inspires with a powerful story of recovering from thyroid cancer through alternative treatment focused on a whole foods, plant-based diet. Dr. Lathan worked as a research and she's an award-winning engineer. She's worked as a researcher and she's an award-winning engineer, and now she teaches others how to re-engineer their health and live disease-free. She's a graduate of the University of Alabama and served as nutrition policy manager at the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, where she developed and led a national grassroots campaign to advocate legislation for more healthful plant-based meal options in the National School Lunch Program. Dr. Lathan is host of The Veggie Chest, a plant-based cooking show, and through her organization, Roadmap to Holistic Health, she hosts a number of health conferences, workshops, and vegan cooking classes, and provides customized nutritional consultations. And throughout the course of this show today, we'll let you know how you can get in contact with her, because I guarantee you, you're going to want to get in contact with her. And I just want to get to her, Dr. Lathan. Great to have you back. Always a pleasure when I have an opportunity to speak with you. I know that this hour is going to go by so fast, but I know that within this hour there's going to be a lot of powerful, helpful information that you're going to share with our listeners. Thank you so much for being my guest again.
Well, I'm, as always, happy to be here and excited about our topic and sharing the knowledge.
Always wonderful to have you on. I just want to let everybody know before we get started. Well, let me do the announcements now. I'm going to do the announcements up front. You know, I was thinking about it. I said, you know, there are some people that actually start listening to the show and then things happen and they got to go. You know, phone might ring or somebody comes through the door or whatever, and then they can't listen to the whole show. So if I do the announcements at the end of the show, then those who tune out prior to the end don't get the benefit of knowing what's going on. So there are two very, very important announcements that I want to make. First, I'll start with a show. I want to just talk briefly about a show that I did last Friday. It's on building healthy, whole relationships. My special guest was Orwa Hehi Metura in comedy. He's Paramount King of the D.C. region of the Osara Set Society. Actually, it was called Building and Maintaining Healthy Relationships. And if you didn't hear that show, if you didn't have the benefit of hearing that show, I want you to go back and listen to that show. that show. It was powerful. I mean, my brother shared a lot of very, very powerful information. So if you're married, or if you're considering getting married or getting into a relationship, there are just certain things that you need to know. You need to know not only about your mate, you need to know about you, okay? You need to know not just the purpose of relationships, but the purpose of life. Why are you here? You know, aside from your relationship with your mate, why are you here? And then what is the purpose of you two coming together? So I just want to encourage everybody to go back and listen to that show and let you know about a conference that is taking place on Saturday, June the 17th. It's the 2017 African Spiritual Relationship Conference, and that's going to be, again, Saturday, June the 17th, and Sunday, June the 18th, okay? It's preparing for building and maintaining your African spiritual relationships. They're going to talk about identifying traditional African factors which add value to your health, well-being, and successful functioning in relationships with your partners, your family, and your community. This is going to be awesome. Now, there is a fee. I don't want you to show up there thinking that it was free and then coming to find out that it's not, okay? It's for singles, $70, and for couples, it's $125. Now, children get in, children between the ages of 5 and 12, they get in for free. Now, this is located at the Sinbeb Wellness Complex at 6224 3rd Street, Northwest, Washington, D.C. Again, that's the Sinbeb Wellness Complex, 6224 3rd Street, Northwest, Washington, D.C. And they're going to do a lot. They're going to give you're going to get a lot for that. Okay, you're going to get you're going to get a meditation template, spiritual readings, and AccuGraph digital meridian scan. And for more information, I want you to go to www.osarasetdc.org. Again, that's www.USARUSET. That's Osaraset, DC.org. Okay, the keynote speaker is going to be Nasut Marisa Amen. Okay, that's on the second day. I mean, you cannot afford to miss this conference. Okay, now let me give you a telephone number to call, and for more information, if you just want to call and get information, call 202-630-2507. Again, that's 202-630-2507. You don't want to miss it. And again, go back and listen to the show, okay? That was last Friday. It's Orwa Hehi Meturai in Common. It's the show on relationships. Just click and listen and get ready to be blessed on Saturday the 17th. Now, guess what? I've got another workshop. There's going to be a symposium that's going to be held on Saturday the 17th. It's the third annual Juwanza for Life Health and Wellness Symposium, okay? This is going to be awesome. My special guest today, Dr. Ruby Lathan, is going to be one of the presenters at that symposium, as well as Dr. Ted Watkins. You've heard him on WPFW, and Brother Coy Dunstan. Now, Dr. Lathan, in her own right, has got a powerful testimony of healing herself from thyroid cancer. Well, you hear some of that today. Brother Coy has cured his mother of cancer in both breasts, her liver, and her colon by changing her diet to a plant-based diet. Now, Dr. Watkins, who graduated from Howard University School of Medicine in 1977 and practiced as a surgeon, God called him out of that, and now he is using a proactive way. He's healing on the front end now. He's healing you before you get sick, preventive, through plant-based nutrition. These are going to be our presenters on Saturday, June the 17th. That's from 1 to 5 p.m. That's Saturday, June the 17th, from 1 to 5 p.m. at the Metropolitan Outreach Worship Center. That's at 9300 Livingston Road in Fort Washington, Maryland. In case you need the map quested, it's 20744. The theme for that workshop is food, healing, and the brain. That's food, healing, and the brain. We're going to be discussing how adopting a plant-based diet, amongst other things, can help with the health and well-being and proper functioning of your brain. When you lose your brain, it's just about over. So we want to know how we can use food and other techniques to help us to maintain our health, our longevity, and the proper functioning of probably the most vital part of our body, which is our brain. So don't miss that. That's this Saturday, June the 17th, from 1 to 5 p.m. Get there early. Dr. Watkins is speaking first. Okay, so, and he's got a roll after he's done. So get there early. It's free, by the way, if I forgot to mention. And the parking is free. So don't miss that. So now, let me make sure that I prepare you, because you are about to get fed. My special guest for the hour is Dr. Ruby Lathan, and we are going to be talking about how food affects your thinking, your mood, and your mental clarity. How food affects your thinking, your mood, and your mental clarity. Wow, that's a lot. You could go 5 hours on that, Doc.
True.
So, you're going to be talking about this on Saturday. So, let's give the listeners a taste of what they're in store for on Saturday. How does food, what is the importance of food? There are people out here that are dealing with all kinds of mood disorders. I mean, brain fog, all kinds of stuff. I mean, just irrational. And what role does food play in it? There's people that feel like they can't help the thoughts that they think, or the quality of the thoughts that they think. What role does food have to do with that?
Well, food, just like everything else, plays a major role, and a lot of people, don't realize that. I think food is just to fill us up or whatever, but everything that we eat affects every part of our body, including the brain. So if you're on a junk food diet, then your attitude will reflect that in some way. And if you're on a very clean diet, your attitude reflects that. So it really does, play a major part. I was just working with someone this week, and they switched from a kind of a traditional diet of pizza and processed food and unhealthy, kind of the meat and potatoes is what they said. Meat and potatoes, maybe some type of greens. They would eat eggs and potatoes and meat for breakfast, have coffee and that kind of thing, and maybe a smoothie here or there. And that's pretty much their diet. And that's what a lot of people are eating. And so they said when they tried to, make health changes before, they would get really discouraged and be like, this isn't going to work, it doesn't really matter. But now that they've switched to a plant-based diet, a whole food diet, they're not eating processed food, not eating processed sugar, eating really clean food. And what we mean by clean is that it doesn't have artificial food colorings and artificial preservatives and processed sugar and processed salt and all those chemicals that are in food. So they switched to a very clean diet, eating lots of raw, up to almost 80% raw food. And they just reported back that, they feel great. Their mood is improved. The energy is improved. They feel hopeful now that what they're doing now will work. And that's just, starting with diet. We haven't even gotten into supplementation, but that's just changing the diet in a few weeks. They're going from kind of despair to happy and hopeful. And that's the power of food. And so a lot of times we kind of do the opposite of what we need to do when we're feeling not so good. So let's say we're feeling depressed or sad or just ho-hum, we might eat food that is not good for us to make us feel better. And momentarily it does. So generally the foods that we go for when we don't feel good are going to be the high-fat, high-sugar, high-salt foods. So the things like the ice cream and, you know, and they reinforce this by television where people go and grab a pint or a half gallon of ice cream and just start eating it, or eating cookie dough, or, you know, eating donuts and pizza and fries and burgers because they're not feeling good. And so they eat that to feel better and to kind of soothe themselves. And momentarily, it does make you feel better because it gives a dopamine rush to the brain, so you feel a little bit happy, like a reward once you eat it. But the downside is an hour later, you have the crash, you have, you know, the bloated feeling, you have the sugar high that went up and now it's crashing as high as it went. And so now you're feeling worse than when you started because you have all this heavy food on your stomach, saturated fat and oil and salt and sugar and processed stuff. And so now you feel worse than when you started, but that momentary rush felt great, you know, and you felt like you were soothing yourself and babying yourself and, you know, being good to yourself when it was really, really the opposite. And so that momentary, you know, pleasure goes away really fast, and then generally, you know, you end up gaining weight. And not only is it just the sugar rush that causes the crash that makes you feel tired and sluggish and a little depressed, the saturated fat, the meats, those things are going to make you feel sluggish and just, you know, wanting lethargic, really, and wanting to sit around. So that's just momentary, but long-term, it tends to suppress the mood as well. So as opposed to, you know, eating something a little more healthy, a lot more healthy, really, that's going to be energizing and nourishing and feed the brain, you know, makes a big difference.
Could you talk for a moment, Doc, about you talked about the rush, the momentary rush that people get when they, you know, I guess maybe binge eat or whatever. But there's a rush that comes along with doing it holistically as well. Could you talk about that? Like even after you might juice, you might get a grapefruit, some oranges, some, you know, make you a nice a big thing of juice, and when you drink it, you can start to feel your cells start tingling. Could you talk about that rush?
Sure. The good rush that gives you energy. Absolutely. I always tell people if the food that you eat makes you sleepy, that's a really indicator, or tired or sluggish, it's an indicator that you're eating the wrong things. And sometimes we feel like, oh, that's just what happens, and that's really not what's supposed to happen. So, you know, on the opposite end of the scale, when you eat foods that are very nutritious, very powerful, full of energy, especially like juicing, because it doesn't have the fiber, so it gets into your system really fast. It gives you that boost of energy. It makes you feel good. It does have some simple and complex sugars, so it gives you a little bit of a rush, but it's not the type of sugar that's going to cause a crash, because we're talking about mostly green juices, so you're getting low sugar vegetables. And so it gives you that tingle, it gives you that boost of energy, it makes you feel good, you feel happy generally, and you generally are going to have a better mood because of that. So that definitely pays off really quickly as well when you drink something or eat something that's really high, especially raw foods and raw juices, really makes a big, big difference.
You know, Doc, we talk about, you know, food and how it affects your thinking, your mood, and your mental clarity. It's interesting because I was watching, you know, there's been so much in the news that, you know, you can turn on the news and sit and watch for a while and see some interesting things. And I was watching one of the cable network news shows, and they had a panel of six, seven people, and they were, you know, talking about the stuff that's going on in the world today. Now, one lady stood out to me because she just, her demeanor, her calmness, and I just kept looking and thinking to myself, and I commented on it. I said, that she's a vegetarian or vegan or she meditates or something, because while everybody around her on the panel was all hype and, you know, talking over each other, she just sat back and waited patiently for everybody to finish. And when she spoke in even tones, and, you know, it just, and I don't know, I mean, I have no way of validating, you know, my thought that she might have been vegan or meditated or something, but that tends to be part of the manifestation of somebody that is meditating or eating a healthy plant-based nutritious diet, is that they tend to be or have more of an even keel than those that are eating non-nutritious foods. Would you agree with that?
Generally, yeah. If you're eating really healthy and you're a mindful person, absolutely. And that's part of that is because, you know, your hormones are more balanced when you're eating healthy. So it's really about that part. Is when you're eating primarily plant-based, really clean foods, your hormones tend to be a lot more balanced. So you don't have the mood swings as much. And that's, you know, another, you know, one of those benefits is that, you know, you're more even keel because your hormones are more even keel. So you don't have the highs for men and women. You know, we both have estrogen highs and lows and testosterone dips and spikes as well. And that's often affected by the foods that we're eating. So when we're eating, you know, plant-based foods, you're eating unprocessed foods, you're not eating sugary foods, you tend not to feed things that cause, like, estrogen spikes that will affect the mood. And for women, it'll affect things like PMS and make it more dramatic and much more pronounced, whereas when you're eating a clean diet, you might skip PMS altogether, really. And for men, it's the same thing. They tend to have testosterone dips and spikes as well, and estrogen spikes also, which affects their mood. It's just not sometimes as pronounced as on a monthly basis where you can pinpoint it, but it's often those things that affect the moods as well. And so when they're eating, when men are eating more clean, they have a more even keel, tend to be, you know, less aggressive, less, because they're not having those spikes. So just a more even keel person in general, because we're keeping the hormones where they're supposed to be. Because when you eat the unhealthy food, and especially if you're not exercising, you know, foods that has, you know, chemicals like MSG and processed salt and things like that, it causes the spikes just like a sugar spike, and then it causes the lows. And then that those ups and downs where it's really supposed to be more of a kind of a wiggly, you know, almost straight line, tends to be more mountains and valleys, and that's where you get the big mood swings, and that's where you get, you know, monthly depressions or things like that, because now the swing is going very low. And there's a lot of things that you can do to balance the, especially the brain, our brain chemicals, to keep that from happening, to ward off depression. And there are foods that you really want to avoid, specifically in addition to just, you know, just plant-based. There are some specific foods that you want to stay away from to keep that balance there.
And what are some of those that people might be listening right now and say, hey, I got my pen in hand, I'm ready to list of what I should not. So what are some of those foods, Doc, that if you want to have and maintain a healthy brain function, you definitely don't want to eat blank?
Sure. So I'll start to give you some of the categories and then give some specifics. So the categories are going to be foods that have a lot of caffeine. Those definitely affect the brain in a negative way, overexcites the brain, and it causes, you know, withdrawals and headaches and other things. But it's really, it doesn't combat, you know, the mood swings as we think it does. A lot of people take it as pick-me-ups and things like that, but it has the unintentional effect of causing sometimes more nervousness, panic attacks, things like that. And so you tend to not feel to feel less calm when you're drinking high caffeinated beverages. The other is like MSG. It's going to be something you want to eliminate. So monosodium glutamate, anything that has MSG or yeast extract is another name for it. They've come up with a lot of names. Even the soy protein isolate is a form, usually has MSG in it. So you really want to look for things that say either MSG, monosodium glutamate, or autolyzed yeast extract, or soy protein isolate. And usually when they say natural flavors, it's actually not natural flavors, it's MSG. And those things tend to overexcite the brain and cause, brain damage in a way, because it causes some death of those neurons over time. And it's linked to a lot of neurological diseases. So because of the firing of the neurons going off too fast. So, you know, things like Alzheimer's and MS and things like that. So you want to stay away from that. Super processed foods, because they're going to usually have some of those things. You want to stay away from processed salt. You want to use things that have sea salt in them, because salt, processed salt, has been really processed with chemicals and bleached, and it's really no longer a whole food, and most of the minerals have been taken out. So you really want to use sea salt instead of, you know, what we call table salt or processed white salt. You want to use a sea salt or Himalayan salt or pink salt, black salt that's been unprocessed and still has all its minerals intact. And then it doesn't cause this problem with high blood pressure and other things like that when you're eating, you know, normal amounts and not overdoing it. So then high sugar foods are going to be one of those things that I just mentioned earlier that's going to cause a problem. So, you know, your cakes, your crackers, your cookies, syrup, high fructose corn syrup especially. So if you're drinking something that's got high fructose corn syrup, or you're eating ketchup that has it in there, it shows up everywhere. But just processed sugar in general is really going to cause some of those mood swings, but it also causes inflammation and makes learning harder, and it affects the memory. And so that's why it's one of the things you want to avoid. Then hydrogenated oils, and these are like, this list almost mimics the list I give people kind of as a starting point when we're doing coaching, is here are the five things to avoid, and it's for overall health, but they actually all have a very profound effect on the brain as well. So hydrogenated oils or trans fat are really, really bad for the brain. Not only do they, you know, in the body, they cause bad cholesterol to go up and good cholesterol to go down, but they found that having a lot of trans fat leads to brain shrinkage, which is not something you want. You know, we want our brain to be nice and big and full of water and not shrinking at all. And so, because that starts to decrease its capacity and other things. It also causes inflammation in the brain, which is going to slow your thought process. So it's also linked to brain shrinkage. It's been linked to Alzheimer's. So it's not something you want. So you can definitely avoid that by, you know, eliminating anything that has trans fat. And where you're going to find trans fat or hydrogenated oil on the package, it's going to say partially hydrogenated or hydrogenated. You're going to find it in baked goods and crackers and cereals and peanut butters, any processed boxed thing, there's a potential that it's in there. So, you know, even bread, you're going to find it in there. Even whole wheat bread, you often find it in there. Unless it's organic, then they usually leave that out of organic foods. So it's everywhere. When, you know, so you have to be very vigilant about reading the labels. Some things that are really high in sugar are going to be juice, fruit juice. A lot of people think they're doing themselves a favor by drinking you know, orange juice or cranberry juice and things like that instead of soda. It is better than soda, but it has just about as much sugar as well. So really you want to stay away from fruit juices. You can drink small amounts that you juice yourself. If you're putting it, you know, in your vegetable juice, that's fine. If you're juicing one orange and drinking that, that's fine. Or one grapefruit, that's not going to give you a lot of juice. But when you drink a whole glass, you're drinking the equivalent of, you know, two or three or four oranges or grapefruits without the fiber. Too much sugar, you know, is linked to memory loss, long-term and short-term memory loss. So you want to stay away from sugar and juices. So we already know the culprits of donuts and cake and pie and cookies and ice cream. Unless it's raw, natural, there's all versions of those things I just mentioned that can be made with natural sugars and natural things that aren't bad. But the traditional way that they're made, it's an incredible amount of sugar and fat and simple carbohydrates that all turn to sugar. And that's going to be have some long-term effects. And that's also going to cause a lot of those mood swings and hormone imbalances. So we want to stay away from the fruit juice. And then we want to stay away from cheese. So cheese has a lot of the bad fats that we don't need. It's got lots of cholesterol. So we really want to go toward that plant-based, completely plant-based diet. Cheese and milk products cause inflammation in the brain, which is not something you want. We don't want inflammation anywhere. We think of, you know, inflammation usually in the gut or heart or everywhere else, but inflammation happens in the brain as well when we're eating high-fat foods like cheese, like milk products and things like that. So that's going to clog the arteries, slow the brain down, just like it does everywhere else. So your neurons have a harder time getting circulation, harder when you have those blockages in the brain. So just like we get plaque in our arteries leading to our heart and everywhere else, you get like plaque-like substances in the brain as well, which cause a problem and interruptions, and then you start having different kind of illnesses that you think are not related to food when they really are.
You know, Doc, as so, I listen to you, I see that, well, I'm not saying I see it, but I believe it, because it's not a because I can't speak for everybody, but I believe part of people's resistance from even wanting to set foot on the holistic health path, because people like you have set a high bar. You set a very high standard. So when people listen to you, they probably think, well, I don't have the knowledge like she has it. I can't articulate, reach a point in my own knowledge where I can articulate this information the way she does, then not there. You know, and just so that people understand, could you let them know they don't have to be able to articulate it like you do, say a Dr. Watkins or a Dr.
No, that's absolutely not. I mean, you know, it's kind of my job to know the reasons why, because sometimes people want to know. And they want to know, well, why can't I? They'll say, you know, don't eat milk, don't eat cheese. And they want to know why. So I need to know why. I need to know in specific terms why. I mean, there are so many reasons, but, you know, I like to know the nitty-gritty and the details. I like to know how it, you know, clogs the arteries and the things that it does. But, yeah, you don't have to know all those details. All you need to know is to stay away from some major food groups. That's going to be things like especially red meats, any dairy product, including butter, cheese, milk, all those things cause the brain and the body to have inflammation, which basically means it's swollen in a way. And when things are swollen, it's not operating properly. So that's just the bottom line. It's causing you not to be able to absorb your nutrients and things like that, and it's the beginning of disease. So you just have to know that these type of foods that I mentioned that has the high fat and the processed sugar, all of those things are just unhealthy and cause the body to react in a way that's not good, including not feeling good over time, including having just low energy and low mood, and this not just feeling just physically lethargic, but feeling mentally lethargic, just tired, like, I don't want to get off the couch kind of feeling. That starts in the brain and the body. So if you're feeling like that, it's usually going to be linked very much so to the foods you're eating. And usually when you're eating this diet that's high in, you know, meat and cheese and fried foods and processed foods and boxed foods, you're going to feel, you know, not so good, and you're probably not also taking in enough leafy greens and fruits and vegetables that give you the nutrients that you need. So what that causes is, if you're eating, you know, fast food or processed food a lot, you're probably not getting the nutrients, and then you have a nutrient deficiency in the brain and the body, and then that causes mood disorder. So let's say, for example, you're not eating healthy things that have your B vitamins in there, then you're going to be more depressed. And you don't have to know all the foods that have B vitamins, but if you eat a colorful plate and eat berries, which have B vitamins and things like that, you're going to get your nutrients. So the easiest way to remember it is, the healthy foods, you know, are going to be your green leafy vegetables, your nuts, your seeds, your berries. Eat lots of different types of berries and cherries and all of those types of food that give you energy, give you the right kind of sugar. Eating beans, eating whole grains, using healthy fats like avocado, coconut oil, coconut meat, those kind of things, olive oil. Those kind of things are going to give you the nutrients you need that just nourish the body but also nourish the brain, because a lot of times people are, you know, depressed or angry or even schizophrenic and things like that because of nutrient deficiencies. So a lot of times people think, oh, people are just nuts, they're just crazy or whatever, when a lot of those issues from ADHD on up can be cured or greatly improved with the right vitamin complex that hasn't been getting into the system. So a lot of times people are just low on things like vitamin D, vitamin B, the B vitamins. There's so many B vitamins, so we just call it a B vitamin complex. And so then they have depression symptoms or even paranoia or, like I said, even schizophrenia or severe depression and suicidal thoughts, because of lack of nutrients. So if you eat a colorful plate full of live food, that's going to be your rule of thumb. You're going to get in the nutrients you need, and you're going to stay away from the processed cheese, meat, processed fried potatoes, which we always tend to eat, the pastries and the sweets. If we stay away from those things and the butters and all that and go toward, you know, our olive oil, our whole grain, you know, bagels, whole grains, sprouted grains, even nuts and seeds and fruit, then you're on the right side of things. You don't have to know all the details, but you just know, eat colorful, eat lots of raw things, and eat lots of nuts and seeds and berries and beans, and you're going to be on the right track.
You know, Doc, if we could talk about health being its own reward for a moment, because although it affects every aspect of our life. For example, a person might say, well, I could be healthy, but that's not going to solve my relationship problems. I could be healthy, but that's not going to earn me more money. Maybe not. Then maybe it can have an effect on your relationship. I mean, if you're healthy, well, let's take a guy who's unhealthy and he can't perform, whether it's sexually or whether he just can't, you know, he can't, his moods are all over the place and it's affecting his relationship with his wife or his mate. That's now food has come into your relationship, or you can't focus on your job because of the food that you ate at lunch, and now it's 2 o'clock and you're ready to go fall asleep, and you know your job suffers, and you have no idea because you're not making the connection between the brain function and the food. Although health is its own reward, it definitely does impact other aspects of your life. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. It affects everything. Yeah, if you have you know, if you're not eating healthy, you tend to have more illnesses in general from things that you think are, everybody thinks these illnesses are a mystery, and they start all kinds of medications and things without addressing what you're eating. So, you know, I'll have people with migraine headaches because they're eating badly. That affects your relationships quite a bit. That affects your job because, you know, a lot of people when they get migraines, they have to go home for the day. They've got to be in the dark for a day or two just to deal with it. That affects your income because people are, can we depend on them? Or are they going to come down with a headache at crunch time? Because it tends to get worse with stress. So definitely eating high-fat foods are going to affect your ability to perform sexually, especially as men get, you know, over 30, 35, start experiencing erectile dysfunction to some degree, usually, you know, not complete where they have to have Viagra, but they're starting to notice things are getting different, and that's because arteries are getting clogged early on. And so it takes a lot more to get where you used to be. And so that affects your confidence. That affects your relationships. Just having brain fog because of the foods that you're eating, especially if you go at lunch and eat a bunch of sugar or at breakfast, now your brain's going to be operating slower. So you're not your best self. You're, you know, maybe at two-thirds of how your mental capacity would be than if you were not eating that kind of food. So that does affect your income. That does affect how fast and well you can do your work. It does slow down everything. Obesity tends to slow down your brain. So, you know, for you, you might still be smarter than a lot of people, but you're not as smart as you would be, you personally, if you're a lot bigger than you are, should be, because that does slow things down, just like it slows down your ability to move fast, slows down your thinking. So it doesn't make you dumb, but it makes you not operating at 100%. So maybe you're operating at 85% of your capacity or 75%, whereas if you improved your diet, you'd be at, you know, 95, 100%. Those type of things, eating foods that kind of short-circuit the brain, the processed foods with the MSG and trans fat, that slows down the brain, or it kind of makes it hard to concentrate. So if you're not concentrating, you're going to take twice as long to do your work because you can't keep a constant thought. So it affects everything. So, you know, when you're feeling good, you feel good, you do better, you do things quicker, faster, better, you're more innovative because you're in a good mood, you're more creative. So it's a little crazy to say, you know, it doesn't affect your job or your income. I think it directly affects it because it affects your performance, your memory. You're in a meeting and you can't remember, you know, what we talked about last time or the numbers that you need to, you know, run off. You know, that affects things. So it definitely affects everything.
You know, I'm so looking forward to the workshop on Saturday so we can, you know, spend a lot of time dealing with this because it's so important. And, again, a lot of people just are not making the connection between what goes in their mouth and their brain function. Another overlooked part, I'm sure, is water in the brain. Could you talk about the importance of water in the brain? You touched on it earlier. You mentioned water, but could you just go a little bit into depth just a bit, because I know that a lot of people don't really make that connection either in terms of the effect that drinking water or not drinking water, the effect that has on the brain.
Yeah, absolutely, yes. You know, the brain gets dehydrated just like the rest of the body, so, you know, we're more than, I think, 75% or so made up of water. So when you don't have that water, you know, it slows things down. Just as if when you're dehydrated, it wouldn't be an optimal time to go try to run a mile because you wouldn't have the energy because you don't have the water. It's the same thing with the brain. It's going to be operating a lot slower and over time cause mental decline and, you know, aging, things that we associate with aging, you know, being forgetful, being unable to recall things, taking a lot longer to just get our thoughts out. All of those things are related to the dehydration in the brain because it operates on water just like everything else. So it definitely affects how we think, how fast we think, and what we're able to recall and things like that. So when you're dehydrated, it affects everything, and chronic dehydration starts to cause diseases like Alzheimer's and long-term memory loss and things like that. So it's really, really important to stay hydrated and to really keep water in the system and not wait until you're thirsty to drink, but just kind of have a regimen and a schedule of when you drink your water, when you get up in the morning, you know, a few hours, you know, two or three, an hour or so after breakfast, you know, in between lunch and dinner, and just have your routine so that you're not getting really, really thirsty in the process, because usually by then you've already in a dehydrated state, and that's not really where you want to be. You want to keep the fluids going and thinking, and a lot of times just drinking water makes people feel better, increases the mood, because they're oftentimes drinking too many sodas and teas and things like that, and just not giving the body the pure water that it needs to operate. And that can cause moodiness as well, just not having enough water in the system.
Would you advocate for ice cold water, or say, or no? Would you say to that? You know, because it's hot. There's a lot of people. You know, they when it's hot, the first thing people do is reach for that ice cold water. Thank God, if you're drinking ice cold water, it's better than an ice cold beer. But could you talk about this, the body temperature, and could that be a shock to the system if you're drinking it ice cold as opposed to room temperature? Do you have a preference?
My thing is just drink water. So whether it's cold or room temperature, as long as you're drinking it, it's a good thing. The thing with room temperature or cold water, they say it kind of shocks your system and makes your body work harder to warm it up to your body temperature. So when you're drinking room temperature water, you know, it kind of goes down a lot smoother. There's not so much work for the body to do. It's just kind of where you want it to be. So some people say, you know, making the body work is a good thing because it burns more calories and helps you lose weight. But, you know, I haven't read anywhere where there's a long-term negative effect of drinking cold water. So I don't see a problem with it. I prefer not to shock the system and just to go with, you know, room temperature water.
But, Doc, we've got a few minutes left. I know we could talk forever. Could you tell people what you do now? I mean, they know through those people who might not have heard your bio when you came on, who might just be tuning in. You do help people put together plans for those. There might be somebody out there that's listening to this show, and they feel your passion, and they hear your knowledge, and they say, you know what, I really would like to talk to her. I think that she could help me make changes in my life that would be beneficial. Could you tell people what type of work you do now in terms of helping people get their life together and how they can reach you?
Sure. So I do a number of things. I host workshops and conferences, health conferences, but I also do customized nutrition coaching, holistic coaching, specializing in plant-based diets. So that is something that I help people with and give them a menu plan and things to help address their particular issues. So I'm happy to work with people. I work with people from all over the world, really, not just in my area. We Skype or, you know, do by phone or something. To get this information out and help people, you know, get on their path to optimum health.
And the Veggie Chest, you actually show people how they can actually prepare meals. I think that is such a large part of the shift for a lot of people that has to take place when they go from eating meat, dairy, sugar, all of that, to now thinking about what goes in their mouth. They have to actually think about it. You know, you got to actually plan. Okay, I can't eat that. I can't just run to McDonald's now. I can't just go over here to the carryout on the corner. I've got to actually maybe prepare my meals in advance so that if I get hungry, I know that I'm going to have something healthy for myself. Could you talk about the veggie chest and why that came into existence, how that came into existence?
Sure, sure. It is an online plant-based cooking show that you can catch on either on my website at rubylathan.com, or you can just go to YouTube and put in either my name or the veggie chest, and it will come up. And it's a short, about 5 to 6 minute show that shows you how to make healthy, whole food, plant-based recipes that are, taste really good, because that's important, and that you can make pretty easily. You know, I try to keep it simple so that it's accessible to people so they'll actually try it. You know, there's step-by-step instructions, and the recipes are on my website. So, you know, you can watch the video and then go to the website and, you know, watch and download the recipe. But the show is really to introduce people to really healthy cooking with ingredients you might not have heard of before or seen. So it kind of gets you familiar with it, you know, online. And then you can, you know, go step by step and make it right along with me.
You know, Doc, there are a lot of people out there that find themselves with conditions that they never would have ever thought that they would have found themselves with. Or they know somebody that has something and they want to help that individual. But they remember the days when they were cancer-free or didn't have diabetes or didn't have, you know, any type of form of ailment at all, but now find it difficult to do the simple things that they used to do. And they get discouraged when they look at what has happened or they have allowed to happen to their body. When they look in the mirror many times, they might not like what they see. They might not be able to, again, fit the clothes that they used to fit. But you're going to tell people that you can take charge and take control of your life, and you can actually reverse not only chronic conditions, but you can actually lose the weight. You can, I mean, there's so much that you can do if you believe that you can and have a guide, and you help guide people, and you help encourage people. But for somebody that's out there right now that is just at a place right now, they tuned into this show, whether however they got the information, they're here right now, and they're thinking about coming out to the symposium to hear some more of you. But what do you say to that person who says, you know, I want to get back to my high school weight. I remember when. They might look at the photo album and be like, wow, I can't believe that's me. Hit me now. What do you say to that person?
Everything is possible once you just make that decision. And, you know, there are ways to do it, and it's not dieting. I don't put people on diets or recommend diets. I recommend lifestyle changes that are lifelong, that you can follow forever. That's the point. And so you might have tried some diets in the past and some fad things, or, you know, some of these diet programs where you buy the food or shakes that you drink and all of that, and then you end up gaining more weight than you started with, because diets don't work. Just the whole premise of a diet, it doesn't make sense, because if obviously if you go back to doing what you were before the diet, you're going to get back to where you were. So know that if you have tried those things, that's okay, because what you would be doing here is really finding out how to not just lose weight, but how to improve your health. And when you improve your health, everything falls into place. You don't just lose weight. You lose diseases. You lose problems. You lose little irritating maladies that you had that you thought were just old age. And you start feeling better, and you start looking better, and you don't have to worry about the weight when you are eating the right foods, especially when you go on a plant-based whole food diet. You don't really have to worry about the calories and things like that, because you're eating whole foods, and you tend to eat when you're full until you're full and stop. You know, it's different from eating processed food. So it's doable. There's an easier way. There's a better way that doesn't just get weight off, but helps you to live longer and better. And that's really where you want to be.
You know, Dr. Lathan, this is going to be a fabulous symposium coming up on Saturday. It's going to be a busy day for you. But you have something else on Saturday. Could you tell the family about what else you've, what's going to be, you'll be helping somebody else heal even prior to sharing information on holistic health even prior to the symposium. What will you be doing Saturday morning?
Sure. We're going to be doing a raw food class and raw vegan ice cream social, so making a couple of different kinds of raw vegan ice cream as well, and talking about the benefits of eating and living raw, or just introducing people to different types of raw foods. So we'll have a couple of dishes there to taste, and talking about the benefits of that. So I'm working with a colleague of mine, Tony Sinclair, the raw food chef, and so we're excited to have some samples, food samples, and a workshop to get you really kind of introduced to what that's all about.
And for more information about that, can they contact you?
Sure. For more information, go to my website, rubylathan.com. So that's RubyLathon.com. And just go to the events tab, or just put in rubylathan.com/events, and you will see it right there, and you can register. It's only $10, which is really way lower than any events we have, but this is more like of an introduction. So we're keeping the cost really low, just basically to cover our costs and just get people introduced and acclimated to raw foods and what that's all about. So if you're in the D.C. area, on Saturday, it's about a two-hour workshop. You can come out and join us.
And what's the hours of that again?
That is from 1 to 3. So, 1 to 3 at right down near Howard University at the WeWork Wonder Bread Factory. That's a really nice kitchen there. So, folks can come out, and you definitely want to register in advance so we know you're coming. So you just go to the website there, and you'll get all the details.
Well, if you go to that, then you hang out with Dr. Lathan some more. Just follow her on over to the symposium in Fort Washington, okay?
I know. That's what I said. I'm going to be in both places. So, I'll have a train from one to the other.
Get behind her and come on over. Matter of fact, you can get some food at her at the morning event from 1 to 3, and then that'll hold you, okay, when you come over to the symposium. Okay, you'll be full.
Right.
Because we're not going to have any food tasting there, so taste your food there, then come on over. But ours starts at 1 o'clock as well. It's Saturday, June the 17th. From 1 to 5 p.m., and that's at the Metropolitan Outreach Worship Center. The theme for that is Food, Healing, and the Brain. I'm going to say starring Dr. Ted Watkins, M.D., starring Brother Coy Dunstan, and starring my special guest for today, Dr. Ruby Lathan. That's going to be fabulous. Dr. Lathan, for all of the work that you do, I guess I know that it can be a thankless job, and sometimes feel like an uphill battle. But I can tell that you love what you do, and I'm sure that the people that you connect with can tell that you love what you do, and that it's a labor of love, and that you enjoy seeing people get well and helping people get well, and for the role that you have played in helping to heal this planet. Because when you help to heal an individual, all part of this planet, so you're helping to heal the planet. And so I thank you so much for all of those people who may not have thanked you. They don't always come back and say thank you. Hopefully they will, but I want to say thank you so much. I encourage everybody, get in contact with her. Check out the Veggie Chest. Go to her website and see all of the things that she's doing, because you need a support system when you embark upon this holistic health path. You really need other people to hold you up when you get weak, to encourage you, and I can't think of a better person than Dr. Lathan. So give her a call and schedule an appointment, because this is serious. It's your health. Any parting words for our listeners before you go, Doc?
Yeah, I would just say, you know, don't get overwhelmed. Just decide that you're going to start making changes, write them down, and then get on board and do it, and then get help if you need to, because sometimes we need that extra push to keep going. But just know that you can feel better, look better, live better if you start making those steps in that direction.
Everybody, my special guest has been Dr. Ruby Lathan. You just got a taste of what you're going to hear on Saturday. Dr. Lathan, I appreciate you. I'm going to let you go. I'm going to make these announcements, and I would just want to, again, thank you for all of your work. I look forward to seeing you on Saturday, my friend.
Absolutely. All right. Have a great night.
Peace. That is Dr. Ruby Lathan. Stick around. I got some very, very important announcements to make. As I mentioned, we've got an awesome, awesome weekend coming up. I mean, an awesome weekend. There's going to be a lot of stuff going on at a lot of different places. Now, again, I want to encourage everybody to go back and scroll through the archives. By the way, we have an archives for those who are tuning in for the first time. We've got shows with, oh, my God, Dr. Lathan, Dr. Ted Watkins, Brother Coy Dunstan, all three of them are going to be at the symposium on Saturday. But we've also got shows on the spiritual side. We've got shows with Dr. Shechem Shechem Ra'un Nefer Amen, the first. We've got shows with Orwa, Dr. Orwa, Hehi Meturan Comet. We've done shows with Shechem Mayab Neter. We've done shows with Shechem Meta Oneta. We've done shows with Shechem Tebrahim Sa'ah. I mean, we've done shows with Shechem Sa'antaku Nenebu. I mean, we've done shows with Queen Mother Mashtam Amen. And guess what? On Saturday, this Saturday as well, June the 17th, we got a relationship show, not show, a relationship conference that's going to be this Saturday and Sunday at the Sinbeb Wellness Complex, which is at 6224 3rd Street, Northwest Washington, D.C. The zip code there is 20011, in case you need to map quest it. What's going to be there? The 2017 African Spiritual Relationship Conference. That's right. I'll say it again. You heard me. The 2017 Spiritual Relationship Conference. Okay? That's Saturday, June the 17th, and Sunday, June the 18th. On Saturday, it starts at 10 a.m. On Sunday, it starts at 12 noon, okay? The admission for that is $70 for singles, only $70 for singles, and just $125 for couples. Children between the ages of 5 and 12, they get in free. You do not want to miss this conference. It can change not only your relationships, it can change your life. It could very well be the most important conference that you ever attend in your life. If you would like more information, this is the number to call, 202-630-2507. That's 202-630-2507. The keynote speaker is Nesut Marisa Amamen. She's Queen Mother of the Aseret Society International. If you never heard her, you want to make sure that you get there. And let me say this. It is so very important for us as a community to share information. If this information fell upon your ears and it's for you, then for obvious reasons you should share it, because if it's for you, then it could be for somebody you know. If it fell upon your ears and it's not for you, you should still share it, because it could be for somebody that you know. You've heard the saying, everything ain't for everybody, right? Well, just because it's not for you, if it's not, and I know it is, but if it weren't, wouldn't you still feel obliged to share it with somebody? Now, let me say this, because there are people that get these links wherever they get them. You might get the link on Facebook or something. It takes just as much effort to click like as it does to click share. Okay? That's all you have to do is share it. And then, hey, you never know. You could be a blessing to somebody. So I want to make sure that you know that, listen, you do not have to pre-register for the 2017 African Spiritual Relationship Conference. You don't have to pre-register for that, okay? So show up. But remember, it's $70 for singles and only $125 for couples. You're going to get readings, okay? You're going to get a meditation template. You're going to get a spiritual reading. You're going to get an Accugraph digital meridian scan. If you got a reading and it changed your life, it would be so much worth, so much more than the cost of the conference. So I want to make sure you have the address one more time. Where are you going to be? Simbeb Wellness Complex, 6224 3rd Street, Northwest, Washington, D.C. Make sure you tell a friend. You can register online at www.oserosetdc.org. Now, let me tell you about the 3rd Annual Juwanza for Life Health and Wellness Symposium that's going to be this Saturday also at the Metropolitan Outreach Worship Center. There's a lot of good stuff going on over there at that church, and this is one of them. The Metropolitan Outreach Worship Center presents the 3rd Annual Free Juwanza for Life Health and Wellness Symposium 2017. The theme for this one is food, healing, and the brain. That's food, healing, and the brain. We're going to start sharp at 1 p.m. It's from 1 to 5 at 9300 Livingston Road in Fort Washington, Maryland. And the zip code there is 20744. My special guests are going to be Dr. Ted Watkins, Sister Ruby Lathan. You just heard it tonight. Awesome. Brother Coy Dunstan. We are going to be talking about the relationship between eating a whole food plant-based diet and proper brain function. Each one of the presenters is going to have a different focus, okay? So come out, be surprised. Again, it's absolutely free. The parking is free. Why is it free? Because we want to make it easy as it can possibly get for you to get this information. We want to make it so easy that you can't say no, okay? So if we say it's free, that's the best four-letter word you ever heard, right? Well, it's absolutely free, and the parking is free. It's not like trying to park down in Georgetown, okay? So make sure you come out. That's this Saturday. Bring your dad. It's Dad's weekend, okay? Father's Day weekend. Bring him on out, okay? It's this Saturday, June the 17th, from 1 to 5 p.m. at the Metropolitan Outreach Worship Center at 9300 Livingston Road in Fort Washington, Maryland. The zip code is 20744. Okay, spread the word, and we certainly hope to see you then. Everybody, I want to thank you. I want to take a moment to thank all of the people who share this information. You have no idea just how important that is. Thank you so much for sharing it, whether you shared the links, whether you shared it word of mouth. I just want to say thank you. I certainly appreciate you. Thank you for your time. You could be doing something else, but you've decided to tune in, and certainly we hope that you'll come out and spend the afternoon with us on Saturday from 1 to 5. Well, my name is Juwanza. I'm going to let you go now. Thank you. I just want to say it is truly an honor to be able to bring these shows to you. It really is. And again, I want to encourage everybody, go back and listen to that relationship show, okay? And if you need me to send it to you, if you'd like to hear the show on relationships that I'm pumping up so much, okay, I have my contact number, contact me and I'll send it to you, okay? Also, you can send me a message through Blog Talk Radio. There's a function that if you click it, you can actually send me a message. You can let me know how you like the shows. You can let me know who you want to hear, okay, who you'd like to hear more of, okay? So let me know how you're enjoying the shows, okay? So thank you again. Who am I? I'm the one who in giving receives more. Who are you? Peace.